Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back to Sunday School for Teachers. This is our weekly space to pause the noise, breathe deep, and connect our teacher hearts to the God who calls us, equips us, and walks with us into our classrooms. And like I always say, I'm not a preacher. I'm just a teacher who's as flawed and messy as they come, just trying to let God work through me. Because faith isn't something you only talk about on Sundays. It's something you live out Mondays through Fridays, right there with your kids. Now, before we dive in, I want to take a moment to remind you what Sunday School for Teachers is all about. This is a space each week where Christian educators can slow down, breathe, and reconnect our hearts with God who called us to teach. See, teaching isn't just academic. It's emotional, spiritual, and deeply personal work. This Sunday series is where Scripture meets the classrooms. It's where Bible stories become teacher stories, where God's wisdom meets real student moments, and where faith becomes practical for everyday teaching. Now, whether you're a public school or a private school educator, this is about strengthening your spirit and helping remind you that you never walk into your classroom alone. Jesus walks in with you. These episodes aren't about preaching. They're about grounding, refocusing, and finding the courage to carry Christ-like love, peace, and wisdom into your week. Now, before we get into it, I want to talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for, our pastors, Pastor Noah, Pastor Paul, and Pastor Tom. See, they're phenomenal. Their energy, their passion, their love for the Lord. Our whole church family at Morningside Lutheran in Sioux City, they feel it. And I'm so grateful for their leadership. Second thing, I'm thankful that our family has worked hard to prioritize going to church on Sundays. That time together, sitting in worship as a family, grounding ourselves in faith, it has shaped our family. It's become an anchor for us, truly a pillar on how we build our week and our lives. Third thing that I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for how much my three kids love Jesus. Now, parenting isn't always easy, but my wife, Christine, and I, we have tried to build our home around our faith. Not around control, but around faith. And we're parenting through culture, through the everyday rhythms of Jesus being part of our lives. And seeing that take root in our kids means everything. Well, today's episode is called Daniel Interprets Dreams. Let's jump right in. Our scripture today comes from Daniel chapter 2. In verse 22, Daniel prays and says, "He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in him." Daniel chapter 2, verse 22. So the story of Daniel interpreting King Nebuchadnezzar. I was looking up how to say his name. I'm not very good with that name. I told you I'm not a preacher, but I was looking at how do you say that name, and Nebuchadnezzar is how I found when I was kind of looking at this and preparing for this episode. I think that's how you say it. Nebuchadnezzar's dream. It's a story about pressure, intense pressure, y'all. See, the king had a terrifying dream. It demanded that his wise men not only interpret the dream, but first tell him what he dreamed. An impossible task, right? If they couldn't, they would be executed. Now, Daniel and his friends were included in that group. Just imagine, y'all. Just imagine this. Daniel and his friends were included in this group. You're a young man, far from home, living in exile, trying to honor God. And suddenly, your life is on the line because something you didn't do. See, here's the thing, though. Daniel, he didn't panic. He didn't shut down. He didn't rely on himself. Instead, he went straight to God. Daniel gathered his friends. He gathered his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, I know if there's a pastor out there listening to some of these pronunciations saying, oh my goodness, like how did he just butcher the pronunciations of them? Yeah, I did. But once again, I'm doing the best I can, trying my hand at this and kind of exploring how these stories connect to teaching. So, but he did gather his friends. And he asked them to pray with him. Together, though, they sought God for mercy, clarity, and revelation, right? And in the night, God revealed the king's dream to Daniel, both the dream and its meaning. The next day, Daniel stood before the most powerful man in the world, King Nebuchadnezzar, and said, no wise man, no enchanter, no magician can explain this mystery, but there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. Daniel made sure everyone knew the wisdom didn't come from him, it came from God. This whole chapter is a powerful picture of courage, humility, teamwork. This chapter is about prayer and God-given clarity, y'all. When the pressure just becomes too overwhelming, right? So think about this. How does this, let's reflect and connect us to educators, y'all. There's moments in teaching that feels exactly like Daniel's situation. Moments where the pressure rises and the expectations feel impossible. When a classroom is melting down, when a student is hurting and you can't fix it. When data is due or behaviors are rising or your energy is low, when you're expected to do more than what feels humanly possible. When you feel like you need answers you just don't have. Daniel reminds us, when the pressure rises, the first step is not to panic, it's to pray. See, Daniel, he didn't pretend to be strong. He didn't pretend to know everything. He didn't try to go through this trying to figure it out alone. He went straight to God, and he brought others with him. See, teachers often try to handle everything by themselves. I bet you're guilty of it. I know I've been guilty of it many times in my career, but Daniel teaches the opposite. Ask God for wisdom. Lean on the people around you, and don't be afraid to say, I need prayer. I need support. I need clarity. And remember, the answers, they don't come from us. They come from God. God gave Daniel clarity in a confusing situation. He can do the same for you in your classroom, in your decisions, in your relationships with students, in the pressure moments where you need direction. God still reveals deep and hidden things, y'all. God still brings light into situations that feel dark. And God, y'all, God still provides wisdom when you can't see the next step. So what are some practical classroom connections? Here are a few ways to practice Daniel-style faith in your teaching this week. Start your day with a simple Daniel prayer. Lord, give me wisdom today that doesn't come from me. See, when pressure rises, pause instead of reacting. See, Daniel didn't rush. He turned to God first. So when pressure rises in the classroom, in the school, pause instead of reacting. And build a prayer support team. Daniel had his three friends. You don't have to do this job alone. Ask a friend, ask a spouse, ask a church member to pray for your classroom. And admit your limits, y'all. Because Daniel was honest about the fact that he wasn't the source of wisdom. You don't have to be either. So look for God's clarity. Sometimes wisdom comes through scripture. Sometimes it's through a colleague. Other times it could be through moments of quiet. Sometimes through a thought that wasn't yours. Maybe it's a nudge or a reminder or a sense of direction that brings peace. And give God the credit. When things go well, acknowledge his hand in it. Let Daniel's faith show you what it looks like to handle pressure with peace. As we bring this episode to a close, a closing reflection, the story of Daniel teaches us that God is not distant from the pressure. He meets us inside it. He reveals what we need to know. He gives wisdom that is beyond human understanding, y'all. He shines light into the dark places of our hearts, our classrooms, our decisions. And he does it in his time, in his way, for his glory. So teachers, you don't need to have it all figured out. You just need to bring it to the one who does. Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you for Daniel's courage and humility. Teach me to respond to pressure with prayer, to seek you first, and to trust that you reveal what I need to know. Give me clarity, peace, and wisdom that doesn't come from me. Let your light dwell in my classroom, in my decisions, and in the way I love and lead my students. Amen. I hope you found value in this episode. Hope it sends you off into this week ahead with some guiding light that will help strengthen your week through God's advice and God's wisdom here. Remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.